Yes, ma'am.
And that's the dollar. Six of us to feed, and that's supper. And I still need sugar. Give me 10 cents of sugar, and I'll bring a slip in later.
I can't do it. No slip, no groceries. That's the rule.
But they're walking out in the field today. They got more than a dime coming.
I'd get canned.
For a dime?
For anything, ma'am. There. I put in the dime, and now it's all right. I'll give you the sugar. Then you bring in your slip, and I'll get my dime back. Is that all right?
Well, thanks to you. You know, I'm learning it all the time, every day. If you're in trouble or hurt or need, you go to poor people. They're the only ones that'll help.
Good to taste meat again.
There ain't nothing like sopping up all the grease with a hunk of bread. Yes, sir.
You got any more, Ma?
Nope. That's all. We got a dollar credit, and that's a dollar's worth.
That? I ain't full.
Well, tomorrow you'll get in a full day. Tomorrow night, you'll have plenty. Gonna buy milk for Rosa Sharn and soap and stuff.
I'll get these dishes, Ma.
Yeah. I'll get some water so we can wash them.
Well, guess I'll go and have a look around the place.
Yeah, I'll go with you. I want to walk out and see what all the fuss is outside the gate.
I'm all curious. You want to come? I'll just look around this here camp.
You looking for girls, huh?
Minding my own business.
All right. Guess I'll go alone.
Where do you think you're going?
Well, I thought I'd take a walk. Any law against it?
You better walk some other way.
Can't I even get out of here?
Not tonight, you can't.
Mighty high fence for a ranch.
That fence is there for your own good. Else them goddamn reds might get you.
Reds?
You seen them when you come, didn't you?
Yeah, I seen a bunch of guys, but they were so many cops I didn't know. Thought it was an accident or something.
Well, they ain't getting in here. No one's getting over that fence. You better get along back.
That's okay with me, mister.
Hey, Billy! Can you get over here?
No one's getting over that fence, huh? Getting under it, though.
Who are you?
Well, I guess I'm just going past.
Is that right? Know anybody here?
No. I tell you, I was just going past.
What's the matter? Caught this guy sneaking around.
Casey? Preacher? For Christ's sake, what are you doing here?
Why, it's Tom Jones.
You know him, Casey?
Known him for years. Come westward. Come in, Tommy.
Come into the tent.
Well, where's your folks? What you doing here?
We heard there was work this way, and we come, and a bunch of state cops run us into this here ranch. Uh-huh. I seen a bunch of fellas yelling outside. They wouldn't tell me nothing, so I come out here to see what's going on. How in hell'd you get here, preacher?
Well, guess I just found what I was looking for. There was me, going into the wilderness like Jesus to try and find out something. Almost got her sometimes, too. But it was in the jailhouse I really got her. Great big old cell, and she's full all the time. New guys come in and guys go out. And, of course, I talked to all of them.
If you was on the gallows, you'd be passing the time of day with the hangman.
Some of them fellas was drunks. But mostly they was there because they stole stuff. And mostly it was stuff they needed and couldn't get no other way. You see?
No.
Well, they was nice fellas. What made them bad was that they needed stuff. And I began to see then, it's need that makes all the trouble. Well,